I'm going to pop that sucker right there. Stand back.
Hands-on is a term often used to describe Hub Vogelman. Whether showing a visitor how to split wood at his Jericho home, working with students in the field, or advocating for environmental causes. UVM Professor of Environmental Studies Thomas Hudspeth says Vogelman had a warmth and storytelling ability that made him an engaging teacher. He says there was also a tough side to Vogelman that didn't shrink from environmental advocacy.
He was both a highly respectable research scientist and an advocate, which is somewhat unusual. I can think of lots of people who didn't have that backbone to do that advocacy work after they had come up with the findings that they did.
In 1982, Vogelman distilled the acid rain research he and his students had done and wrote an article that drew worldwide attention. The research set the stage for efforts to curb pollution caused by power plants, but Vogelman's environmental interests were much more far-reaching. Over many years, he was part of the connective tissue that linked many conservation and land stewardship efforts. He helped the Green Mountain Club create a program to protect mountain summits, helped win the protections for higher elevation land that are enshrined in Act 250, and oversaw the growth of the Nature Conservancy in Vermont. Robert Klein, the Conservancy's longtime Vermont director, remembers driving to Boston with Vogelman to pitch the regional organization on the idea of opening a Vermont office.
Hub had a lot of credibility. He's also very sort of a charming, persuasive guy.
Klein says Vogelman was instrumental in raising money and marshaling UVM resources to help the fledgling organization acquire land, including the protection of Shelburne Pond, which Vogelman used as a laboratory for his students.
It was functional for him, but he also, you know, really believed in leaving places alone. He loved the outdoors. He was a great fisherman.
VPR analyst Hamilton Davis was a newspaper reporter when he was recruited to teach writing and public policy in the graduate-level field naturalists program Vogelman created at UVM. Davis says Vogelman's vision was two-part. First, to teach people to see the natural world in an integrated way, to better understand what was happening in the environment. Secondly, to teach them how to communicate their findings to lay people and policymakers.
He said he wanted to train people with moxie, an old-fashioned word that means nerve, courage, a willingness to stand up in tough times.
In the early 1980s, it took moxie to raise questions that made coal producers and power plant operators unhappy. In a 2004 VPR interview, Vogelman said he was convinced that if the science was there, it was his responsibility to raise the questions.
There was a lot of criticism at that time. I mean, people hammered on my door and they say, what are you trying to do? You know, you're trying to alarm people, da, da, da. I said, no, we're just sharing information. You can draw your own conclusions, but we're telling you what we're finding.
A memorial service for Hub Vogelman will be held Saturday at 1 in the Ira Allen Chapel at UVM, with a reception following in the Billings Center. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.